line is it can't be just one guy. It's got to be four guys just rushing their lanes and making sure that we understand where he's going to try to escape, and just making sure that all four guys are, you know, rushing smart, not getting too high, not coming under too early.
Is it difficult to game plan for a team that you play so rarely, and especially them? You know, they have 10 different starters from week one last year. That if you're looking at film, you're not really looking at film of their current configuration.
Well, in week one, it's always hard to game plan for a team. You know, you don't necessarily have a lot of film on them other than preseason tape, and we all know how that goes. So, you know, it's always tough, no matter who you're playing in week one, to really game plan for them. So, bottom line is we got to go out there this week and we got to just play our keys and do the right things.
Brian, has the zone read gotten easier to game plan and get ready for since it's been around a couple of years now?
Well, I mean, to me, the zone read is
up there, Bob.
It's really not that difficult when you look at it on tape. I mean, it's actually pretty simple when you look at it on tape. But then, you know, the challenge is when you get out there, you try to see too much at times, and that's what gets guys in trouble. So what we have to do is just play our keys, make sure every person is where they need to be at the right time. And if we do that, then, you know, hopefully we can shut it down.
Does the 2-hour time difference in playing late at night, does that make any difference, do you think? More of a challenge for this team?
I mean, it could, but at the end of the day, they're playing at the same time we are. So, you know, we just have to go out there, play ball, put it, you know, we can't sit there and think about time difference or anything like that. We got to go out there and try to win a ball game.
Brian, when another longtime starter goes down like John for half the year, what are your thoughts on defense when you see that?
Well, I mean, next man up. I mean, you know, honestly, you know, we hate to see guys get injured in this game, but that's part of the game. And, you know, so for us, we got to go out there, and whoever that next man up is, they got to step up and fill those shoes with no drop-off.